This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Been a trend that I've seen over the past year about teams wanting to buy into the bigger picture of what people can learn about themselves, and that the competition isn't in the room. The competition is their competitors out with that room.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast, the podcast where you learn what it feels like to be part of a great team through the eyes of myself and my two colleagues from Team Challenge Company, Jerry and Stephen. How are you both today?
Yes, Jonathan, great form today. I had breakfast, fried eggs and toast. Not too sporty because I'm in the timber building section, but all is well. Hope, looking forward to a good podcast.
Stephen, how are you?
Bringing my A game today, Jonathan. It's the only game I've got.
Super duper. Well, that fits in nicely with what we're talking about. It's a little recap and review of 2023. Gents, it's been a busy year, a fantastic year for us and for the wonderful colleagues that, and clients that we've been able to work with all across the UK and further afield. We've been very lucky. Lots I'd like to talk about, but I think it's straight in with number one highlight for you both. Jerry, what is your big moment from 2023?
I got a few, but I'll try and zero in on just one or two. But we launched a new product called Synerject, and I was at the cold face of delivering the first live after, I don't know, 200 practices. This particular one, different, and why I remember it and why it was a memorable one, was at the end of the game gives you data on how each team did progressively from when they started working together till how they finished working together. And I found that great to have to share with the people who are in the room in the instant, rather than, you know, sometimes you say, I'll email you later and they get it. But nobody really reads it because it's instant, you know, it's happening now. And we're able to see there were six teams in the room, six teams of four. So it was a niche event, but they were really into it. And it showed how they worked together progressively, how they struggled at first to get roles, and then the data spat out how it works at the end. And the teams were able to compare how team one did at the start to the finish to the end. And it wasn't always the team that got off to a good start, you know, that got to the end. So I think that gave a lot of depth to the energy of the event. So that was good. Can I do a second one? I was involved in the planning stage, and I was present at the event, but it was a management graduate program. Oh, it was just to see such the bright stars of the future was exceptional. Not going to talk about our performance, but more about the people in the room and the effort that business puts into its new people. It's just, it makes me excited to do more of what we do because businesses need it, use it. I don't mean to blow our trumpet, but we're in the biggest stage with the biggest companies, and it made me feel really proud to see the team deliver for them and for me to be part of it and not be the person responsible for it either. So I think that was a great moment in 2023, you know, to allow the business to flourish in a direction that I always thought it could with the team, us three together, you know. I think it was a light on moment. So that was my personal highlight of 2023.
Belter, great one, mate. Well done. Stephen, any thoughts on your big moments of 2023?
Jonathan, I can genuinely say that every event I've enjoyed and I've got a lot out of it, and I've been hugely inspired by the customers. Some phenomenal performances from individuals and teams within the wider organisations. And you know that they're really going for it. They're really like pushing forward to develop themselves and learn and encourage each other. And that's inspirational to see some of the biggest companies in the world getting out there and dusting themselves off and really pushing forward for success as the year goes on. But also, we were very privileged to be involved with Catalyst Global in the south of Ireland earlier in the year. And that was a selection of, I guess, 25, 30 of the top team building companies around the world. And ourselves representing the UK definitely were in the higher echelons of the performance and delivery, sales and marketing, compared with America and Australia and our colleagues in Europe. And it was a real pleasure to work with them and learn from them and share some of our learning experiences, be exposed to new products, new experiences, hugely inspirational. And I do believe that they enjoyed working with us and networking with us. And again, looking forward for global opportunities into 2024 and beyond.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, one of my highlights too, the Catalyst Global Conference. It's an exceptional time to spend time, I guess, with some of our colleagues, partners from around the world, and really see what the very highest peak performance of team building companies are. And yeah, you know, we're very privileged to count ourselves in there too. I got a lot of highlights, to be honest, personal and otherwise. I had the great pleasure of being out in Dubai with a client as part of a big event with, again, our Catalyst Global partner out there. They gave away a Tesla to the winning team, so that was pretty cool. And we're hoping to upgrade from our trophies to Teslas, but we'll see how the budgets go in 2024. Maybe that's a trend we'll look at. Lots of huge, great events that we've been part of, you know, programs that have spanned multiple offices, multiple departments, multiple thousands of people within their organizations. But to reflect on something that Jerry said, you know, my own personal highlights really come from what we've been able to achieve in our own business. We've had some great talent join our business this year. We've had some people within our business that have been here for a few years that have really stepped up, stepped forward, moved forward from their skill base and their, you know, responsibilities, and to see and be part of a team that continues to strive for greatness. And everything that we do is something that I'm really proud of, and we're enormously proud. I know I speak for all of us when I say we're enormously proud of our entire team, and delighted with what they've done and what they'll continue to do for us in 2024. So watch this space. We got some great team building facilitators coming your way, all from Team Challenge Company, of course. Okay, so quick recap there on 2023. Anything in particular that you recognized, you know, trends wise, or things that were perhaps a little bit more popular this year, or things that you recognize as, you know, a slight shift in the working environment, you know, with the events that we're delivering? Stephen, perhaps we'll start with you.
I found an enormous shift with our customers throughout the UK and Northern Ireland, going from being very competitive to being much more collaborative, and really focused on one of the key skills about communication. We recently did an event at the wonderful Belfry, and when we walked into the room, they had lots and lots of different notes up on the flip charts. And hopefully, and I do believe that the event that we ran for them ticked all those boxes in terms of delivering things that they were interested in and they knew that they had to work on within their own organization. And now they're committed to it, because we took it from buzzwords up on a flip chart and challenges and things they wanted to experience right into their heart and into their mind, because they learned a lot about themselves during that short 2 or 3 hour team building experience. So it took it really from an idea and a concept right into the practicality of what I've learned about myself and how I can bring that back into the team and into the workplace. And I really very much enjoyed that. And that's definitely been a trend that I've seen over the past year about teams wanting to buy into the bigger picture of what people can learn about themselves, and that the competition isn't in the room. It's not between sales and marketing and operations, et cetera, et cetera. The competition is their competitors out with that room or their office place, and how they're going to focus their energies into achieving more success and more productivity and still have fun doing that.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the joy of experiential learning in a gamified environment. It takes everything from the context in a whiteboard or a PowerPoint and makes people part of that learning process. And again, that's so core to what we do. Jerry, yeah, you'll have no doubt delivered hundreds of events this year. Maybe close to the thousands.
So no. You're exaggerating.
You're going record-breaking this year. Any particular big highlights for you, or anything that really sticks with you?
You know, collaboration, Stephen's on the money there, collaboration. However, never up until this year have I done as many events that included the workforce rather than management. And I think that was a big eye-opener. It culminated in 1 month, we did over 1,200 people from one business, from middle right down to everybody in the business. I think that was, again, I know I say this quite a bit, but proud to be in the room with companies that look after all of their team. You know, everybody, doesn't matter what they did, they all were on it. And they all wanted to just be one unit. We just couldn't stop their business for a day and have 1,200 in a room, but we stopped it for 4 different days at different departments. So that was wonderful to everybody in their business. And because it used to be, in the olden days when I was 10, team building.
Very olden days.
Yeah, well, standing there. It used to be just about management this, management training. You even had your man from the office, you know, it was all about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not about that. People are waking up, businesses are waking up and going, it's about everybody in your business and want to create something greater than the people. And we feel that it's great to be part of something that's beyond you, but, you know, within your reach and within your push. So I think that's a great thing to look back on in 2023. And long may that continue. I think it will, actually.
Great cultural shift towards that in some organisations.
See, you have all the words, John. I should have started off. Yes, Jonathan, the cultural shift. I would be.
Have it. We'll edit that in. No, for sure. I think that's a great point. And, you know, including those frontline workers, for want of a better word, that really, you know, shows the ambition of the businesses right throughout. That's definitely something that, again, whenever we have the pleasure of working with organizations, that have that in mind, you can see why they're some of the most successful businesses in the world. And, you know, again, something really that we're proud of to be part of that. I know, Stephen, again, you've worked with some of our biggest clients this year, some, you know, multinationals, and, you know, being part of seeing and feeling what that's like to be in the room.
Yeah, Jonathan, and I think that's improved as the years have gone on. You know, I'm very much not the most socially media savvy person on this podcast. And I did bemoan a little bit a couple of years ago when we were doing a lot of graduate recruitment work for some of the biggest global organizations in the world. And I kind of felt a little bit, maybe I'm homeschooled, but I kind of felt a little bit of a lackluster, unfocused approach during some of those events, both virtually and in reality. But in 2023, that's changed. You know, I've definitely seen some young people absolutely going for it, getting engaged. They're not just there for their job, they're there for a career, and they want to make their mark. And, you know, again, I don't scroll through social media. I spend a lifetime on YouTube watching Tom Cruise ride off a motorbike, but who doesn't? But yeah, I really felt the change this year in the graduate recruitment programs that we did for some of the big global companies. And yeah, I am more inspired now about the youth of today. And that, yeah, they do want to make their mark. They do want to make a difference. And they're prepared to get engaged, really dig in there, make their opinion felt, and put in the effort so they can help shape and form that business and that industry going forward, rather than just being a passenger on the bus. They want to drive the bus forward.
Maybe one thing I thought that would be worthwhile reflecting on, just for ourselves even, you know, many businesses that work with us come to us with a particular challenge or things that are affecting their team in that time. In our own business, we're not immune to that. And 2023 has been a big growth year for us, very transitional in terms of our operational output. Maybe something that we could think about, you know, particular challenges that we faced and how we've overcome them within our team and how that might impact on some of the organizations that we work with. Jerry, I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
I think one of our, for want of a different word, didn't want to use struggle, but I've already said it. But because we're successful and because people want us, we want to be and do the jobs for those people and those companies that request us. So saying no isn't high on our radar. So we found that in order that we could stay alive and not be working all of the time, we had to expedite our training procedures to get the team educated and into the delivering mode and good enough for our events that we do. And that's not easy. So we put thought into that. We have a training schedule for them to get to, which is still in the making, may I add. It's by no means, you know, there. And that gives us more people on the ground so we can be at more things and deliver more of the Team Challenge Company ways. I think that's one of our pinch points, because we want success and we want to grow the business. We don't want to not do the jobs that we've done this year and say no to all the ones next year just because last year we were repeating customers. So I think that's a big thing for us to get a handle on, which we have, and it's coming good.
Yes, Jerry, absolutely. Thank you. And, you know, I think it's a really great point on what we have to do as leaders within our business. Stephen, I know you have a number of thoughts on, you know, how we impact and how we drive our business forward in some of the challenges that we face.
I think our business, like all businesses, have got external challenges faced upon them and internal. But I think we have to cut through that noise and really focus on what makes a difference to our customers. And I think for our customers, it's all about that self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you believe you can, then you've got a great chance that you can. And again, we're working with world-class companies, and we're also working with companies that want to become world-class. And that isn't from the top down, that's from the bottom up as well. And again, speaking earlier about young people, I'm hugely inspired in 2023 to see young people really going for it and really knowing that they can make a difference to their business. And that's exactly the clientele we've worked with over the past 20 plus years. And we want to continue, hopefully, for the next 20 plus forward.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, from my perspective, to reflect on that, Stephen, those external factors are always going to be there. It's something that, you know, every business has to face. And for me, when you wake up in the morning, it's about having the energy to keep facing that, whether those challenges that you face are external or internal. So, you know, the ability to go, okay, we have to keep recruiting, Jerry. Okay, we have to keep training. Okay, we have to find new locations, find new products, whatever that might be. It's the moment that you sit back and go, oh, you know, I can't do that anymore. That's, I think, whenever a business really starts to struggle. So for me, the big important thing whenever you face those challenges is having the energy and the drive to keep facing them, keep going, and, you know, really press on with your strategy.
Let's do what we say we're going to do, which is deliver the vision. So we have a vision within our company we've had for a long, long time, and that vision is supported by the values of ourselves and the values of our team. And again, the clientele we work with have their vision, they have their values, and they're prepared to cut through all that noise to get to their end goal, whatever that may be, however they qualify success.
Gents, listen, thank you so much for your time again. Great to have you here with me for this episode. We really hope that all our listeners have enjoyed. If there's anything that else you want to learn about what we do and how we do it, check out our website, www.teamchallenge-company.co.uk. You can also find all the episodes from our podcast on there if you want to listen to some more. It's been great having you both here. Stephen, Jerry, hope you have a great rest of the day. I'll catch you guys soon.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan. Onwards.